Turkey remains defiant despite international criticism of its troop deployment to northern Iraq. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu defended the move as a necessary measure to help Baghdad in the fight against Daesh. In a meeting with President of Iraq's Kurdistan region Masoud Barzani, Davutoğlu claimed the troops were training local Iraqis and protecting Turkey's military trainers. He once again insisted that those already stationed near the northern Iraqi city of Mosul will stay, but there will not be any new deployment. Iraq says the recent deployment of hundreds of Turkish troops into its territory was a grave violation of its sovereignty.
Iraq has been in crisis for some time. The country is battling ISIL terrorists who have wreaked havoc in parts of the country for 3 years now. Iraq is also dealing with Turkey's incursion of its soil. Turkey, a NATO member and a close ally of the US, has sent dozens of troops near Iraq's northern city of Mosul. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has called on NATO to push Ankara to withdraw its troops. It's an open secret that NATO is heavily influenced by the US. So why is Abadi calling on NATO and not Washington to pull Ankara's strings?
And the ambiguity of American policy toward Turkey, which is a clear supporter of Daesh, and is mostly directing its activities against either the Syrian government or the Kurds, but not against Daesh.
Signs of mistrust between the U.S. and Iraq are also growing. The Iraqi Parliament's Security and Defense Committee has called for the review and cancellation of a security agreement with the U.S. Iraqi lawmakers say Washington is not serious about its implementation. Baghdad has plenty of reasons not to trust Washington. It took the U.S. over a year to deliver badly needed F-16 fighter jets to the Iraqi military. Many believe the U.S. is not seriously working on eliminating the terror group.
I don't think there is a real will in Washington to get rid of Daesh because they still see them as something of a useful tool against Damascus primarily and perhaps secondarily against the Iranians.
Washington has recently announced plans to deploy more troops to Iraq. Iraq has categorically rejected the move, calling it a violation of its sovereignty. Some 18 months after the U.S. began its airstrikes against Daesh Takfiri group in Iraq, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has said before the Senate that the U.S. has not contained ISIL.
At the same time that we're constantly looking to do more in this fight, the world must do the same. The international community, including our allies and partners, has to step up before another attack like Paris.
Carter's comment indicates that the U.S. is seeking to manage the crisis and the threat that Daesh has created.